Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have.
Welcome to the show. It's Debbie Dashinger. I am your host of Dare to Dream, and it's awesome, lovely to have you here today, and I mean you. You know, recently I've been driving around in a rental car. It's kind of fun to drive something you wouldn't typically drive, and I pulled out some CDs. It actually plays CDs in the car. I pulled out some CDs to listen to music, and I found all these old Abraham Hicks CDs. They're actually music, and they're these beautiful, positive sentences, ideas set to music. Not all of it's Abraham Hicks. I think sometimes it's their students. But I just got to say how it can change your mindset to listen to something like that. We all know, you're part of my tribe, that when we listen to news, and most of the media today is so negatory, my goodness, it can be a lot to breathe through what we watch and see. So it's really nice to fill my brain and my being with songs about joy and songs about I can do it and songs about everything's possible and having fun. And oh, it was just marvelous. So I plan to keep listening to those even more, more and even more. Well, you know, a little bit later, I have a very special guest who's been on this show before, and he is one of my fave guests. His name is Dan Millman. And Dan, as you might know, has inspired and informed millions of readers in 29 languages worldwide. What an underachiever. Dan is here to talk about his latest book, which is the sequel to The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, and his new book is called The Hidden School. Just to give you some quotes before Dan comes on a bit later, here we go, some Dan Millman quotes. There are no ordinary moments. Everything you'll ever need to know is within you. The secrets of the universe are imprinted on the cells of your body. Unless someone truly has the power to say no, they never truly have the power to say yes. Oh, so true. So true. So I'll tell you something I've said yes to lately, and that's wine. You know I love wine. You know I'm certified specialist in wine, and I've taken over 2 years many courses to become certified. And I have recently joined a wine club, and I'm inviting you to it if you love wine or if you like to give out wine for business or to bring to friends. You got to join this wine club. I'm telling you, I opened the bottles and I was like, this rocks. This is excellent. So you can go to directsellers.com/Debs, my name, Debs Wine Wonders. So it's Direct Sellers as in not I'm selling you, as in a wine seller, C-E-L-L-A-R-S, directsellers.com/Debs Wine Wonders. At that place, you will receive wine you love because experts select premium wines from wineries around the globe. And when you get your wine, here's what's so cool. You also get tasting notes. You get details about the who, the how, the where, how was the wine crafted, what should you eat with it. Awesome. It's so easy. And guess what? You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to look at bottles and figure it out. You don't have to go to your local supermarket. You are going to have it delivered to Yoa Doa. That's what I love to. I get my box. It's like a Christmas, and I get to open it up and see what they've sent. You decide, by the way, all white, all red, white and red, anything, two bottles, four bottles, or more. You can go as low or as high as you want. Listen, it's below retail. Hello. Shipped directly to your door. comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, and about the wine itself. So again, you can discover and enjoy amazing global wines now at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. So a little bit of our conversation today, we can invite abundance and clarity into our lives right now. We can explore what it is we really desire in this lifetime, now more than ever, people, now more than ever. And the awareness we have guides us to the steps and the roadmap toward living our destinies. This is what Daring to Dream is all about. We can carry long-held beliefs about our identity and our character that were given to us by others. A lot of indoctrination that goes on when we grow up. And those ideas influence our perceptions about what we want in life. However, today instead, give yourself permission to let go. Let go. Sink into today. Sink into your desires. Sink into who you authentically are. Sink into meditation. Let go. Surrender. Let your heart and soul speak to you. Travel within to hear your inner song of truth and breathe deeply. And receive a day filled with transformational opportunity. Today, let your heart lead the way for all of the answers you seek to live within. All we have to do is be still and listen, and all the answers are there. Oh, joy, oh, joy, oh, joy. Dan Millman is here. He's a former world champion coach, martial arts teacher, and college professor. Dan Millman is the author of 17 books published in 29 languages and shared across generations to millions of readers. You know his international best-selling book, yes, Way of the Peaceful Warrior. That's what put him on the map. And that was adapted to film in 2006. Well, Dan keeps putting out books and workshops, and he's got something amazing on his website you might want to look into about your personal numbers in this life. Lots of fun. And Dan speaks worldwide to people from all walks of life. His website is peacefulwarrior.com. Dan Millman, welcome back to Dare to Dream. It's so good to have you here.
Thanks, Debbie. Good to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you had some computer issues and no problem. Welcome to this year. Happens to me all the time, too. So I'm so glad we've connected because today was important. I just read your new book, The Hidden School, and I was very excited to talk to you about it.
Well, good. I am, too. So let's have a conversation about it.
That's very cool. You know, so Hidden School, final book in the Peaceful Warrior trilogy, which you are best known for. Just for those who have not yet sunk their teeth into it, and I actually read the last page last night, will you describe for them, give us a little teaser, what this book is about?
I'd be happy to. To provide a context for those not familiar with my work, I was a young athlete, a gymnast. There's a movie made about that as well, based on my first book with Nick Nolte. And I was a young athlete, and my interests eventually expanded out of the gymnasium into everyday life. And rather than focus on how to create talent for sport, my interest shifted into how can we create talent for living? What are life skills that we need in order to live well and wisely? And that led me, that question led me around the world on a decades-long search with various teachers and experiences and so on, which I write about in my various books, including Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And when I wrote that first book, I wasn't ready to write about those travels I took around the world. And it was 10 years later, Debbie, that I wrote Sacred Journey of the Peaceful Warrior, which isn't a sequel. It actually fills in what happened during those travels in my first book. And 37 years after writing the first book, I was ready to write The Hidden School, which is my recent and final book in the Peaceful Warrior saga. And it's really speaking to the hidden school that's hidden in plain sight. But I was searching for a literal school hidden somewhere. I thought in Japan. I'd found a sign that seemed to point me toward Japan. And what happened to delay me on that search and send me in other directions is that's what opens the book, as you know. You know that saying, whenever you want to do something, often you have to do something else first. And that's what happened to me. So it is a quest. It's a quest around the world. And it's a story, hopefully an exciting adventure that people will find. But also there's some substance, some lessons and reminders that apply to all our lives. And, you know, we've all been overwhelmed with advice and perspectives and beliefs and information that if we try this or try that, we'll think more positively, we'll be able to live with more confidence, more abundance, and so on. And I try to keep my work as practical as possible. With my background as a coach, I'm less interested in abstract ideas than I am actual things we can do every day in our life, integrated with a stream of everyday life, kids, education, work, and so on, where we turn life into a kind of spiritual practice.
I love that, using practical things in every day for the greatest result. I bet you get this question all the time. Is it true? Did you really go on this global adventure to find Socrates' journal?
Well, I can answer that clearly, yes and no. And paradox, of course, is the key that unlocks many, many interesting bits of wisdom. The Peaceful Warrior book is a mixture of fact, autobiography, things that happened to me actually, literally, and some fictional elements for the sake of the story. So it didn't really fall neatly into any genre. It's not nonfiction. It's not fiction. It's a blend of both. And my other books followed suit. But I've been straightforward about that. I've never called any of my books memoir, because memoir should be based on memory, not with added fiction. So I've never called my books memoir. They are a blend of you know, Picasso said art is a lie that helps us to see the truth. And that's what I endeavored to do through delivering through a story, an experience for the reader. That can might change their life in the sense of expanding their perspectives about life's higher promise and possibility.
Well, you absolutely take us on an adventure. I concur. And thank you for the very open answer there. It's fascinating. It feels so real. And in the book, you make it to a forest where there's a hidden school. And there you read and you write and you study Tai Chi. I'd like to ask you about Tai Chi. Why Tai Chi? What does Tai Chi mean to you?
Well, Tai Chi literally means grand ultimate fist, Tai Chi Chuan. And it is, as most people know, a slow motion martial art, a brother, sister, or cousin of Qigong, which is more designed for health, breathing, slow motion movement, and so on. Whereas Tai Chi has some martial elements. Now, what makes martial arts in general different from sports? Even though some martial arts have become sports and they compete in the Olympics, initially, when you train in a sport, what's at stake is you might lose a point, you might lose a match or a game. But in the martial arts, the tradition was much deeper and more sincere because you could lose your life. It really was a confronting mortality in the ancient martial arts. It wasn't just for fun or sports. But the martial arts have evolved. And Tai Chi is one of those evolving arts in which it's a balance of healthful practice, a moving meditation, but also can have, at advanced levels, more martial applications. It's a lifetime practice. People can do it of any age and various levels of physical condition. And it, of course, since it's was born in China, I felt it was appropriate to address this particular experience of learning Tai Chi, even as I was teaching acrobatics to a group of Chinese students in a forest. Mm-hmm. So that is what that particular part of the story is about. But it really, as you know, goes from the Mojave Desert to Hong Kong, to a secluded forest in China, to Japan and other areas. So that's what I can say about that particular time in my life where I studied Tai Chi, and I have.
And while you're studying, you have teachers and you make a very good friend you can barely communicate with, and yet you communicate very well in silence with with a connection. And so now, not knowing if they're real, not real, but I'm so curious if you've stayed in touch with your teachers, Master Cha'an or Mei Bo, and your friend Chun Han.
Well, Chun Han, I don't want to give any spoilers what happens to Chun Han in the story, but it would be only possible to stay in touch with him on the spiritual party line, let's say. But yeah, the teachers, this is a very tricky question, Debbie. My best known teacher, of course, is the old gas station mechanic I met in Berkeley in 1966, Berkeley, California, when I was a student at the University of California. And he's played by Nick Nolte in the movie version of that. And Socrates was based on a flesh and blood old guy I really met, a cosmic old guy, claimed to be 96 years old, hard to believe, had quite a twinkle in his eye, but that was a flesh and blood character whom I actually met. Many of the other teachers and characters in my books serve to represent different kinds of approaches and different kinds of teachers. So I recommend people enjoy the adventure without being too concerned whether I'm in touch with them on a literal level.
And when you were on the show last time, you mentioned to me you had a final book inside of you, a book that you said would reveal your various mentors through the years. Are you still going to do that final book? And if so, when?
I am. Yes, I am. My last book, as far as I can see, I only have one more book in me, and that will be the memoir, where there'll be no fictional elements woven in, and it really is the story behind the story. I wouldn't really presume, I wouldn't go to the trouble to write a book about my whole life, even though I recommend anyone do that just as a method of personal growth and revelation. It's great for anyone to write about their life and share it with generations to follow. It would grow in value over time with children, nieces, nephews, and so on. But I wouldn't presume to write for publication just because it's about me. However, it also is a book that provides some extremely, I think, helpful guidance about the whole spiritual quest, the entire spiritual search for enlightenment, for happiness, for fulfillment, a quest we're all on, consciously or not. So that's why I'm going to write that final book. It really is a kind of a map of the spiritual journey that I think anyone can find useful.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to pull back the curtain on that one. Well, stay with us. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. And the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Dan about paradoxes and about some of the quotes from his book, To Learn More. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Debbie Dashinger here, and I'm interviewing Dan Millman. Again, you can find more about him and his books at peacefulwarrior.com. So, Dan, I'm going to go right into this. Page 182 of your book, you share some of your writing while you're in the hidden school, and here's the quote. It reads, "There's a way to reconcile the four essential paradoxes of life and to embrace the truth of each. Consider that all of these paradoxes revolve around a so-called self that is born and dies." I'd love you to share more about the paradoxes or one of the paradoxes of life.
Yes, I'd be happy to. First, I want to define paradox. Mm-hmm. That is, a paradox is any two statements that seemingly are opposite, but they're both true. And that sounds kind of abstract. Your listeners may be going, well, what is that about? Well, let's look at the opening of the book Tale of Two Cities by Dickens. It starts out, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Yeah.
And isn't that true even today? We could argue on either side. So they're both true depending on our viewpoint. There's an old proverb that says, two men looked out of prison bars, one saw mud and the other saw stars. And both mud and stars exist. It depends on where our eyes are fixed. So the four paradoxes, which I have at my website on the landing page for The Hidden School, but when I'm actually reading from it now, and it starts like this. The Hidden School is an adventure containing teachings and reminders sprinkled throughout the story. But readers will find the most direct teachings in a certain journal centered around four paradoxes. And here are the paradoxes. Does time exist? Yes. Is time an illusion? Yes. Do we have free will? Yes. Is free will an illusion? Yes. Are we each a separate self? Yes. Are we all one? Yes. Does death exist? Yes. Is death an illusion? Yes. Now, how can all that be true? That's the opposite. Well, I use a model to understand, and the way I would describe it, I think, so your listeners would get it right away, is that I could describe a spider, a generic spider, as a vicious, merciless, pitiless killer, a terminator, a predator. And I think your listeners would agree if they were looking at that spider from the viewpoint of a small insect caught in its web. But from a human perspective, 99.8% of spiders on the planet are harmless to humans, relatively harmless. People don't realize that. They think maybe 40%, 60%, but 99.8% of spiders are harmless. So is a spider a merciless killer or a harmless little web spinner and delicate creature? Both are true, depending on whether we're looking from the viewpoint of a small insect or a human being. In the same way, whether time exists, whether free will exists, whether we're separate selves or whether death is real, conventionally speaking, sure. But transcendentally, from that view, that big picture view, that cosmic view, other truths operate. And that's how I reconcile this understanding. Now, you might well ask, you know, Dan, that's very nice, but how is it that going to get the plumbing fixed? How is that going to help me to be my best self and my relationship or finances or making decisions? There are books on all those topics. But what this understanding does, what I'm trying to convey to readers, and it may be a generation before they fully understand what I've taken great pains to write in a very clear way, these questions provide a foundation for all the pursuits of everyday life, leading to wisdom and ease, reduced stress, and an expanded perspective on the changing currents of everyday life. So this is like a foundation, these big questions of philosophy. It's not just idle mental wandering to understand why free will exists but also doesn't. Why we are separate selves, that's demonstrable. Sure, we're separate. If I stub my toe, it doesn't hurt somebody else unless they're highly empathic. But yet on another level, we are all one. Free will is an illusion. There's a certain predestination. Time is an illusion. All we have is the eternal present. And death is also an illusion from that transcendental perspective. So that is some of the deeper teachings that I convey through the substance of the story, and as you know, is within the journal in the book.
Mm-hmm. I love how you were able to lay that out, and choice, free will, and how the filter through which we see things and then experience them or choose things and then have that experience. So folks want to switch up and, in these interesting times, become more a peaceful warrior in training. You know, another quote that you have in your book is, one doesn't need to become a peaceful warrior. By virtue of living here on planet Earth, each and every one of us is a peaceful warrior in training to the degree that we strive to live with a more peaceful heart. But also recognize that there are times we need to live with a warrior spirit. Talk about that. In training and a warrior spirit in these interesting times, how can we navigate that?
Well, I think most people intuitively understand the idea of striving to live with a peaceful heart, less stress, more ease, relaxation, and inner peace. But the idea of a warrior spirit doesn't necessarily refer to fighting, except perhaps, Socrates once said the most important battles we fight are inside of us, with inner adversaries like self-doubt, insecurity, and other fears. So in a sense, there is a battle going on, but it's not necessarily external. But really what it means, this warrior spirit is facing the everyday adversities, everyday challenges and demands, bumps in the road that we all face day to day, if not week to week, month to month, year to year. Things come up in our lives. We can all look back and say, have I ever had physical, emotional, or mental pain in my life? Yes, I think so. And so we can all relate to that. But the difficulties we have already faced teach us that we can face what we have to next. We've done it before. It becomes a master metaphor for our life. We go, yeah, but you know what? I gave birth to a kid. Or I overcame severe financial difficulties. And I'm back on an even more even keel now. All these things that have been experienced, kind of voluntary adversity, training in sports or learning a musical instrument or a new language, maintaining an intimate relationship, raising children, dealing with the world of business and commerce. All these are forms of kind of a voluntary adversity. They bring value, more strength and wisdom and perspective. So daily life, I see, as a form of spiritual weight training. If we don't lift any weights, you don't get any stronger, you know?
So true. It's so true. And thank you for addressing all of that, because it is the human factor in life that even with all these beautiful ways you can think and feel and do out in the world, things happen. Light things change on a dime. And to be prepared with fluidity for anything that may come, so important. And you were just talking about, you used the illusion of training and weight training. And I'm so curious, because of your history, you really achieved a lot in gymnastics. It was a big deal. You took home a title. And after an incredible injury, too. Do you engage still in any of the physical pursuits that you used to? And if not, what is your physical regimen today?
Well, for example, today I did my peaceful warrior workout. I've done that every day for the last probably 32 years now, 33 years. Every day, no matter where I am in the world, I do the peaceful warrior workout. It's designed to be completed in 4 minutes a day. And it's based on the principle, a little of something is better than a lot of nothing. So it's almost excuse proof. Who doesn't have 3.5-4 minutes to move the whole body, breathe deeply, stretch, and just touch upon every joint and muscle in the body? So that's the core of what I do, no matter where I am. But I also, on my own, even at 71 years old, I do push-ups. I happen to do handstand push-ups because of my gymnastics background. And today I went to the Y, did some weights, went swimming, did some laps. So it just feels great. See, people as they get older need more exercise than younger people, but different kind of exercise. Not as rigorous, not CrossFit or any Marine boot camp type exercises. That's great for young people who want to prove themselves. But it's maybe not so good for the body in the long run. I think moderate, regular exercise, whether it's walking, terrific. Moving to music and just moving all parts of the body and doing some dance on your own in your room. Whatever someone can fit in, I tell people, dream big, but start small and then connect the dots. To me, that's the real key for turning what we know into what we actually do. Start small.
And for people whose curiosity is now piqued, is there a place to find out this 4-minute workout that you do every day?
Oh, sure. If you've mentioned the website, peacefulwarrior.com, anybody mm-hmm. who goes there and they can check out my online courses, and there's a really nice, inexpensive online course on the Peaceful Warrior 4-minute workout. And I teach it with video, demonstrating carefully. It's a good way to learn, better than in a book. To learn with video, so you can see the proper way to do it. So yeah, it's at my website, and people can look on online courses, and the Peaceful Warrior 4-minute workout is right there. We've had tens of thousands of people who learned it over the years.
Fantastic. Yeah, who doesn't have 4 minutes? That is for sure. And you collaborated with your daughter, author Sierra Prasada, to write another mm-hmm. book called The Creative Compass. I'd love to know what that was like, collaborating with your daughter on a project like that.
Well, it had, you know, its ups and downs. Collaborating with any family member or with anyone can be a challenge because people have some different visions. But I pretty much learned to get along with her the same way I get along with my wife. Whatever she wanted to do, we did. It worked really well. And it was actually a wise choice, as well as diplomatic. It was a wise choice because she's really a brilliant writer, I think. And she came up with the structure of the book and the topics and edited me, and I edited her, and it turned out to be a better book than we might have written on our own. And it's really a book about the creative process. Any of your listeners who are curious if they like to paint or compose music or especially write, that what they're going to do is go through a process of 5 stages around which the creative compass is organized. But the stages are dreaming. You start with an idea. You dream up something. Then drafting, where you bring it into reality on the page. Then development, where you really step back and do some house renovations and really look at, is this the vision I had? And that's the most challenging part, where many people skip over. Then they go to refinement, where you polish and refine and rewrite and rewrite, and finally sharing, where what do I do? I've got this manuscript. What do I do with it now? So we go through all the 5 stages of the creative process for those who are interested in writing or other creative aspects or pursuits. That could be a helpful book as well.
Well, speaking of the creative process, when we come back, we'll be speaking with Dan about what does Row, Row, Row Your Boat have to do with anything? This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. If you'd like to send us an email, write to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay there. We'll be back really soon.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At AccessConsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. AccessConsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to AccessConsciousness.com to learn more.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love DirectSellers.com/DebsWineWonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at MyBestsellerBook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@DebbieDashinger.com.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm interviewing Dan Millman at peacefulwarrior.com. And Dan has promised, the question is, what does row, row, row your boat have to do with anything?
Well, in a sense, it relates. As you know, that's something I teach, that little children's song. I teach it to my Chinese students in the book, in The Hidden School. But really, everyone knows that song, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, and so on. And rather than try to interpret all of the song, I think readers could do that, or listeners could do that for themselves. We can just address the idea of row, row, row your boat. What does that mean? What could that mean? What does it have to do with a hidden school? Well, there's some deep lessons about life. Someone could have their entire life guided beautifully by just understanding that children's song. And just the first part of it, row, row, row your boat, it's not about watching your boat or sitting in it or contemplating it. It's about rowing it. It's about action. And if we look at our lives realistically, if each listener takes a look at her or his life and says, what have I accomplished? What have I done? What brought me to this present moment throughout my life? It will have mainly to do with what they actually did moment to moment, how they behaved, how they responded to each moment. For example, one boxing coach said, heroes and cowards feel exactly the same fear. They just respond differently. So how do we respond to each moment and the challenges that arise and the joys that arise? And that's the question. So row your boat really is about the peaceful warrior's way, again, which is about all of us. It's about recognizing and focusing on constructive action. What do I need to do now? Because emotions and thoughts come and go. Sometimes they're negative, sometimes they're positive, but they change all the time. And not really within our conscious control. If we think about it, we don't really control what thoughts pop into our awareness. Thoughts happen to us. They just appear. We think this thought, we think that, and we move on. So, you know, we don't have a spam filter in our head. Thoughts rise in our awareness. Same with emotions. Emotions are the weather patterns of the body. Sometimes we feel a little bored, a little excited. It changes all the time. So rather than focusing on what we have less direct control over, let's focus on what we have more control over. So despite what we happen to be thinking or feeling, we can always respond to the question, what can I do now that's constructive and positive? So row, row, row your boat calls us to action, simple action appropriate to the moment.
Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Exactly.
I loved the analogy in the book. And if you want to read more, folks, about this, go ahead. It really is very apropos to life, very powerful. Dan, what is the lesson that you yourself feel you've taken the longest to learn?
Well, that lesson is one I'm still learning, which is, and I think many teachers, and anybody probably would relate to this, the biggest challenge, I think, is clear, honest, strong communication with one's family, children, spouse, brothers and sisters, because they're the ones we're most vulnerable to. They're the ones we can be afraid to confront. Whereas people who are just acquaintances, you know, we can be pretty straightforward. And so while I speak to people all over the world, I'm still learning lessons about life in my relationships with my family.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Isn't that true for all of us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. The people we're most not only vulnerable to, but the ones who see all the good stuff and all the bad stuff. And how is that to show up and create real intimacy with them?
Exactly.
It's so important. And dare to dream. What do you next dare to dream? Life is but a dream. What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, other than just enjoying the, you know, I'm a newcomer to Brooklyn, New York. You may have heard a siren earlier in the background. I don't know. Enjoying the Manhattan and the environs, the parks. So as I move on in life, I'm just finding a simple pleasure of sitting in a cafe and reading, having some tea. But I'm also on the docket. I have one final book we talked about off air before. It's going to be a memoir. I have a title, but I'm not giving it away yet. But it's going to be about my life and the spiritual search, the search for happiness and fulfillment. And it might offer some useful reminders to those who are on their own searches. So that'll be my next and probably final book. But The Hidden School, the new one, again, represents my final book in the Peaceful Warrior saga and really, really explains about – it's a story about transformation as well. So that's what I'm letting people know about at the moment.
Hidden School. And folks, if you're interested, you can go to peacefulwarrior.com. Of course, it's also available at every physical and online bookstore. Dan, thank you so much for being with us today on Dare to Dream.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Debbie.
Mine as well. And I end today's show with this quote from Dan Millman and his new book, Life Has Three Rules, Paradox, Humor, and Change. Paradox, life is a mystery. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Humor, keep a sense of humor, especially about yourself. It is a strength beyond all measure. Change. Know that nothing ever stays the same. Next week, I'm going to be having another amazing guest on Dare to Dream. And in the meantime, you can get your delicious wine sent right to your home. New selections every month. Wine is easy. Life is complicated, but wine shouldn't be. So join the wine club. It's directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. And let me know how you're enjoying it. I can sip along with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on Dare to Dream Radio. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now.